From your average Joe to your Democrat elites, they're leaving in droves right now because of the craziness and failed policies of the left. Anna Kasparian has announced that she has kind of, she's done with Democrats and the left. And if you don't know who Anna Kasparian is, then this will really shock you. Anna Kasparian is a big time lib. I'll put up a picture of her right now so you can see what I'm talking about. If you recognize her face, she works for the Young Turks, which is a big, it's almost like the left wing Daily Wire, even though they're not as big. They're still pretty big though. If you know who Cenk is a pretty famous progressive guy. He, I believe, founded the Young Turks. Anna Kasparian is a co-host with him. She debated Ben Shapiro. She's big time lib. And she has come out and essentially said she's sick of the left. As conservatives, we're like, yeah, no, duh. But for someone, again, if you've ever followed her, for someone as left-wing as her, to hear this, it's actually quite shocking. So she just came out with a new op-ed on why she's done with them. I want to show you guys some of it and kind of break it down and talk about why other people on the left, I'm talking RFK Jr., Elon Musk, people like that are kind of waking up. But to be clear, I do have to say this. I just talked about Elon Musk and RFK Jr. Those guys are moderates, right? People I don't necessarily disagree with, or I don't necessarily agree with a lot of their policy, but they're kind of middle left, right? Anna Kasparian self-identified as progressive, like far left. So this isn't like even RFK Jr. and Elon Musk are kind of understatements. This is a really big deal that she's coming out like this. I'm just going to read a little bit of what she said, kind of the most important parts. This part I thought was really interesting. She starts off and says this: "It all felt righteous at first, but eventually the tactics deployed to fight Trump became repetitive, boring, and ultimately fruitless. Polling shows that he's increased his support among Black and Latino voters despite wall-to-wall coverage on his unsavory, racist, or bigoted remarks." Absolutely true. And I skipped a little bit about this at the beginning. But she's realizing that the left is, because of Donald Trump, it's just become an anti-Trump group of people. They don't even have their own vision. And she's saying that she realizes that. And then, of course, at the same time, minority voters like Black and Latinos are actually voting more for him in this election, most likely, if we trust the polling, than in 2016. Even if we don't trust the polling yet, though, from 2016 to 2020, more minorities supported Trump. So that's certainly true. She goes on to say, "Several years of media raising alarm over Trump's threat to democracy has only resulted in a tight presidential race between himself and Kamala Harris. I can't help but acknowledge that the only thing that was accomplished by resisting Trump was less understanding and more division among Americans." And that is completely true. It turns out, guys, that if you go out and you say that half the country are deplorables and a threat to democracy, it doesn't bring unity. And for your average person, again, if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, "I don't want unity," I disagree with you. I really do. The reason why I talk about my opinion is because I think it's good to speak truth, but I really don't try to do it in an inflammatory way. I really hope that people would, I try to do it in a persuasive way because I do want unity surrounding the truth. And clearly these people don't want that. And Anna Kasparian's realizing that. She goes on to say this. This part's really interesting. She says, "My evolution started in 2022 when I was sexually assaulted by a homeless man in my neighborhood as I was walking my dog. That horrible experience alone didn't change me politically, but the treatment I received from the far left and some progressives after sharing the story did." She goes on to talk about how she got lots of people coming out and saying bad things about her. And she was the one that was assaulted. And what's really fascinating is, again, she talks about this in the op-ed, is that people made a lot of inferences. She never said the race of the man who did it. She says here that it was actually a white man. But people assumed she was being racist because they assumed that the person that had assaulted her was a Black man. And so it's really telling the way that they talk about this, the way they treat women when they come out and they almost, if a woman is sexually assaulted and they come out with a more conservative outlook on life, they are shunned. But if they come out with a more progressive light, then it's fine. And what happened to Anna Kasparian is she saw this and she said, "Wow, I thought crime was under control under Biden. It's not." And so she came out with a bit of a conservative outlook towards it. And people, because of that, slammed her. And I have to say, guys, anecdotes really matter. I'm a huge data guy. I think data is important. I think facts are important. But anecdotes really matter in politics. And I think that's something that I've kind of been changing on recently. I didn't really think that before, but man, they do. You can see that Anna Kasparian, very well educated. Again, I disagree with a lot of her stuff, but she knows the stats, very well educated. That was not enough to turn her conservative. You can't call her the stupid vote. Is there a stupid vote out there that votes for people like Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden? Sure. But Anna Kasparian is not one of them. She sees the data and she still votes for Joe Biden, for instance. I don't really get it. But this anecdote is having her change her mind. And that's really, like, that is the clincher for her. This is the last part that she says, and this is the most telling. She says, "Not only did I suddenly see the flawed thinking of some on the left, I also witnessed their cruelty and hypocrisy in real time. These terrible traits that I had associated solely with my political opponents were obviously not exclusive to their tribe. I was stupid for ever thinking that was the case." And that's the clincher for me. She's not saying that people on the right are not cruel or, you know, hypocritical sometimes. I'm not even saying that. Sometimes they are. But she's saying that I had never considered that my group was unholy. She was part of the cult this whole time. I wrote about it in a book right there. The leftist cult is strong. And to escape it, you have to realize the hypocrisy and the cruelty of it all. And Anna Kasparian has finally done that. And this gets to the basis of the problem. Leftism is not based in reality. And so when crap happens like this, like it happened to Anna Kasparian, where she is assaulted, it cuts through the ideology. She may, like, on the surface be like, "I love socialism," but it doesn't matter. The anecdote cut through it because anecdotes are reality. And leftism can pretend it's reality, but it's not. And so believe me, reality will win every time. And eventually, I think everyone's going to have this wake up moment. Even us on the right sometimes, you know, the right is a big spectrum. At the end of the day, reality is reality. Do I think reality is right wing? I don't know. I guess so. I do think conservatism is true. But does that mean that everybody on the right at all times is perfectly in line with reality? No, of course not. And so all of us, I think, will have moments with reality where we'll have that wake up moment and realize politics is deeper than just simply saying I'm on the right or I'm on the left. It's I have to believe in truth, in objective truth and reality, and that's what's happened for Anna Kasparian. I will say this about her, and this is the reason why she's had this wake-up moment, is because even though I disagree with her, she's always believed in truth, like an objective truth. We've disagreed on what that truth is, but that is the prerequisite for having that wake-up moment, because if you don't believe in objective truth, then how would you ever believe that that anecdote or that reality that you're seeing even matters? And that's one reason why, you know, there's a lot of communists. They'll come out and say, well, it didn't work there, but it's going to work somewhere. It's because they're not based in reality. They've made up this world in their head that doesn't actually exist. And in that world that they've created, they believe in communism. But they're not actually, you know, believing in this world. And Anna Kasparian, fortunately, has had that wake-up moment because she is in this world. Again, this doesn't mean she's conservative now. But if you look at her recent stuff that she's been putting out, and I do encourage you to go look at it, you can see that it's trending in that direction, and that is great, great news because it means truth is winning. Before I show you one of the craziest videos of the week, guys, I do want to talk about Zinio Unlimited. Well, you may have noticed it's harder than ever, guys, to get a hold of your favorite magazine, and that is no longer the case with Zinio Unlimited. At ZinioUnlimited.com, you get over 5,000 magazines digitally on your phone that you can read anytime. So you can download those, and if you're on a plane, you can read till your heart's content. My link in the description below will get you there. You can get a 30-day free trial so that you can try it out. Or if you're like me, you prefer an app, they also have that as well. You can simply search Zinio Unlimited on iOS or Android and still get that 30-day free trial on the app, again, with over 5,000 digital magazines. You'll remember, guys, that 60 Minutes did a Weak Sauce interview with Kamala Harris earlier in the week. Well, it turns out that they edited the whole thing with Kamala Harris, and she had a big word salad. Here it is.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
You guys have heard about What is a Woman, but did you know that Jordan Peterson has all of his exclusive content on Daily Wire Plus, from his series on marriage to masculinity? His best stuff is exclusively on Daily Wire Plus. And with my link in the description below, guys, you can get 35% off there with the code Peterson. Again, use my link in the description below so you can support this channel, but also get 35% all that Jordan Peterson content, as well as everything that Daily Wire Plus has to offer. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.